Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Bizarro Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons and you hang out here with us all the time to hear us swear about the comic book people that we just talked about. And today,
you not listen to this podcast, you know, support us.
Exactly. We just finished Jason's phenomenal lesson.
Bizarro talk not good.
You just keep doing that for the whole time, please.
Me will always do this.
Yes, please.
Forever.
Yes. Oh, no.
Me did not knock off my headphones.
Horrible things are happening. This is what you tune in for. But we just finished the Silver Age lesson, so we're going to talk more about specifically Silver Age Superman.
I want to talk about this question that is, I came upon this in a forum, a comic book forum that I was, while I was researching this. And so somebody had a post in there, had a very good essay about, did Superman ruin the Silver Face? Did the Silver Age ruin Superman? God, I'm still in Bizarro talk. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to write down the name of the person that wrote this, but I'm going to paraphrase them.
Cool.
And I want to bring up their points, and then I want us to talk about this issue, because I think it is a very valid point, because the Silver Age is where Superman, I'm sorry, did become stupid. Okay, so we all know that the Golden Age Superman was different than the version we have today.
Mm-hmm.
He's serious,
mm-hmm.
he's straightforward,
mm-hmm.
and he's very action-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And the light, fluffy, happy-go-lucky Boy Scout image of Superman basically came from the Silver Age.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was in response to Wortham's Seduction of the Innocent. Now, Ashley, can you talk a little bit about that?
So Seduction of the Innocent is written by Dr. Something Wortham.
Yep.
He was a psychologist for juvenile delinquents,
mm-hmm.
Most of which he claimed were homosexual and most of which he claimed were in a relationship with each other. And he basically took composite statements from his interview and his work with them after they'd been charged and after they'd been assigned to him for treatment, and attributed these quotes to all one fictional boy as a statement that comic books cause homosexuality, specifically with an eye on Batman and Robin's relationship, and that action comic heroes inspired violence. This is like the comic book. This is video games inspire yep. school shooters of its time.
And this led to the 1950s comics almost going away.
And
horror comics basically ended.
And the creation of the Comics Code yep. Authority.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of this led to Superman being altered and to change things about who Superman was. So Superman during this period started saving cats from trees, helping old women, lecturing children on the good values of life and mm-hmm. sportsmanship. And when you think about this, this comes across as sort of an overcompensation of Superman, because it doesn't come across as a logical progression of where Superman was
mm-hmm.
in the 30s and 40s. Now, thinking about where Denny O'Neill and Neil Adams took the character of Batman in the 70s, they returned the character to his dark detective roots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a similar change was not attempted with Superman in the Golden Age. It really never happened, and the Silver Age personality of Superman and his narrative basically stays the same from the Silver Age on.
Mm-hmm.
And now this character is very much trapped in that specific narrative and that stylistic format. We even see it in the fact of Man of Steel
mm-hmm.
sort of returns Superman back to the Golden Age a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and everybody hates that version of Man of Steel. Well, I like that version
yeah,
a lot.
So,
but some people do, because it's Christopher Reeve mm-hmm. is the Silver Age Superman, and I think Henry Cavill is the Golden Age Superman.
So I've been reading a lot about the Silver Age, specifically as it relates to Dick Grayson recently.
Oh, why?
For a thing I'm thinking about working on that
okay.
I don't want, well, you know about, but okay. I don't want to talk specifically more about on this podcast, because there's like a 50-50 chance it'll never happen.
Sure.
But so I've been reading a lot of essays and stuff about this period in time, and I just think it's interesting that during this time, a lot of the attitude in DC editorial, at least as I understand it, was that comics are for kids. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. You and I write YA comics, so we're obviously, we buy that too.
I actually had this conversation with somebody very recently that there was a time, I would say pre-1995, that you could hand any Superman comic book to a 4-year-old mm-hmm. or a 40-year-old, and they would both get enjoyment from it.
And I think there's merit to that. And it wasn't until a little bit later when some Marvel characters started selling better that a lot of these people and these creatives started to understand that you could market comic books to an older audience.
Oh, 100%.
And I think it's so interesting that, like, the Silver Age did bring out, and Seduction of the Innocent is the best example of this, this pearl clutching, like, won't you please think of the children? Because comics, especially Golden Age comics, are very moral.
Yeah.
And they all have such a strong point of view, and they do get diluted and they do get silly. But also in the Silver Age, and I think you brought a lot of it up in the things that you decided to highlight, the positive things, it's so creative because they did have such freedom of, like, there's an elephant on the cover. Why? Figure it out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. So do you subscribe to this? Did the Silver Age ruin Superman? Like, because, again, a lot.
I have a thought.
I'm going to ask you this because when you and I first met, you did not like Superman.
No.
And it took me giving you All-Star Superman, Superman Birthright, and even Greg Pak's Action Comics run at the time, which is very good if you haven't read.
Yeah, yeah. The Lana Lang story that I mentioned in our Lana episode.
To turn you around.
I will say, as a non-American, it's a big part of it for me personally.
You, like, see him as the personification of America?
Superman and then Captain America on the other side. Like, they're such American characters. And so for me, there was part of that. And I think there still is with both characters, even though I've come to appreciate. There's part
of
that.
They both wear versions of the flag.
But I mean, there's part of that that I can't grasp and I can't identify with. Superman does a better job at it because he is an immigrant. And he does. We do see him more than Cap.
Visiting
the
world.
Seeking other, you know, and helping other places in the world. But to me, like, he's such a staunch representation of what America thinks is great about America and what can be great about America. And as a non-American, sometimes for me, the question is, well, why do I care?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not American. It doesn't matter to me at all. I actually don't think the Silver Age, I don't think anything ruined Superman. I think Superman's just fine. But for the sake of your argument, and the question that you pose, I don't think the Silver Age ruined Superman. I think the movie did.
Oh,
I think 1978,
really?
And I think,
which is not the Silver Age, it's the Bronze Age.
It is, but I think if you want to point to one thing in Superman's history, I think it's that movie.
We got to hear this argument because there are so many people right now that are like, Ashley.
Okay, but before I get into it, I think it's a great movie.
You love that movie.
I think it's a tremendous superhero movie.
We both love that
movie. I think
movie.
It's a feat of filmmaking. I think Christopher Reeve is a joy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a treasure. He's beautiful. But I think that that movie was so popular and made such a cultural imprint that people will not let go of
it. We can't escape it.
We cannot. And that movie, even though it's 1978.
And we saw that in Superman Returns in 2005.
We've seen it in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Because Man of Steel is a direct reaction to that. And people's reaction to Man of Steel says the same thing to me. But to me, just because of how big that movie was, there are generations of comic fans who can't
let go
of it and who are so threatened by every other portrayal of Superman on screen that they can't even go, it's not for me or it's not my preference. The reaction becomes, it's wrong. And that's a hard line to learn. And we're guilty of it, too.
Sure.
But to me, if you want to point to, like, the sticking point, the thing that cemented Superman in this Silver Age way, because the 1978 movie
is a good
Age Superman.
It is
even
Silver
though
Age
it was
Superman.
Made during the Bronze Age of comics.
Oh, 100%. He's G-golly. I mean, he's
Kurt's one Superman.
He saves a cat from a tree.
Yeah.
He is the Silver Age Superman, 100%. Especially when you look at, like, movie 2, 3, and 4, he's totally Silver Age Superman.
And I don't mean that as a criticism. I just mean it as, like, to me, looking at it, that's an objective, but that's my subjective truth about
history
of
Superman. It's funny because I would say that the movies made throughout the 90s, including Superman 4, which I think came out in 89, but even Batman Forever, which came out in 95, made the Silver Age versions of those characters all the way into the modern age.
I mean, to me, that's the problem with Robin. Is all the portrayals of Robin are
Silver Age
are
Robin.
Stuck in that. And some of them are because they came out in 66.
Yeah.
And that's what was influencing them at the time. But that's another character who's never moved past that, which is why he's another character that some people, some audiences, depending on your point of view, have trouble accepting as
goofy
a viable, useful
yeah.
character. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that's an interesting argument. I will say that I don't think anything ruins Superman either.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of the idea of the argument that it's the argument that people are like, oh, you can't write Superman or Superman's stupid.
It's true.
I hate that argument mm-hmm. because
tell me why.
Well,
I mean, I know why, but
tell
us.
I don't think Superman is stupid because if he was stupid, he wouldn't have lasted for 80 years.
Yeah. The truly stupid characters
go
like
away.
The Folding Man.
They go away.
Away. Yeah.
They go away. They all go away.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you can think a character is super stupid. That's mm-hmm. fine. But I think at some point you have to acknowledge that, like, oh man, that's still around.
You have to acknowledge the cultural relevance of
that's
the character.
That's still mm-hmm. around. I wonder why that is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think you have to give a little bit of respect to that. There's plenty of stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I've said several times, I don't like Deadpool.
Yeah.
I don't like Deadpool. But Deadpool is stuck around. So there's obviously something to respect about that character not going anywhere.
Right. Or you can understand maybe what audience that's for
yes.
if that audience isn't you.
I can get that. Mm-hmm. I do very much get the Deadpool audience.
Let me ask you this then.
Sure.
Do you prefer the Golden Age Superman to the Silver Age Superman?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because I think it all comes from the name. Superman debuted in Action Comics. Superman, I think, is a man of action.
Mm.
He's not a man of reaction,
mm-hmm.
which is Silver Age Superman. Mm-hmm. Silver Age Superman is very much the guy to sit back on his laurels
mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, well, I'm okay. And oh, there's danger.
Yeah.
No. Golden Age Superman, he went and found the problem and he punched it in its stupid face.
Did he punch a guy who beat up his wife?
He did.
And he was like, don't do that.
He grabs a governor out of his bed in the first issue of Action Comics and takes him to the side of a prisoner because he knows the prisoner is innocent
mm-hmm.
and stays with the governor until the governor gives him a stay of execution.
That's fucking super.
You know. He exposes oil barons
mm-hmm.
and he's concerned about people he's concerned about slumlords.
Yeah. He's a, dare I say, yep. social justice warrior.
He is a social justice warrior. He's 100% a social justice. Now, is he angry? Yes. Is he, you know, whatever?
Brash, maybe?
Yes. But I would love to see, because the one thing the Silver Age Superman got right
mm-hmm.
was how Superman acts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think Superman should be sort of a G-golly character
mm-hmm.
because he is a farm boy and he is innocent and he's hopeful.
But there's a difference between innocent and naive.
Yes. Superman should never be naive. And I mm-hmm. think Silver Age Superman is naive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christopher Reeve Superman is naive to a point.
To a point.
To a
yeah.
point, he's naive.
Or there are scenes where he's playing
yeah.
that. Yeah.
You know, but I think I've always thought that Superman should act like the Silver Age and Clark should act like the Golden Age.
That's an interesting point of view.
I've always thought that because Clark and his aspects as a reporter should be the go-getter.
And be a little more hard-nosed.
Clark
yeah.
can expose the things that Superman can react to.
Cool.
Is the way I think
like
about
that.
It.
I like
so,
that.
So, mm-hmm. so Clark can find the problems, write the stories, do the things that the police can't touch,
mm-hmm.
and then Superman as a vigilante can actually confront them.
Yeah. Can do
you
what
know?
The cops can't do.
Yeah. So, you know, Clark can write a story about like, oh, there's probably some shady stuff over here, and Perry will be like, I can't publish this, and he'll be like, but Superman can do something about this, and then Superman exposes it and lets Clark write the story.
About Superman. Yeah.
That's what I think it really should be. Yeah, Superman, I do like Golden Age Superman. I really, really do. And I think there's always something that when you write a character, you should always go back and look at the first story of that character. Why did that character work?
Why did that character make it more yep. than one issue?
Mm-hmm. And it's not the Silver Age,
mm-hmm.
it's the Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
It's Superman blew up. Superman was a big
Superman's
thing.
The reason we
yep.
have literally everyone else, including Batman.
Yep. And there's I would say there are two periods of Superman where Superman sold like gangbusters and they've kind of been forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Golden Age
mm-hmm.
and it's the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1950s, they almost ran Superman into the ground.
Yeah.
Superman was almost canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when they went too far to this, mm-hmm. gee golly, boobadoobadoo, you know, is that type of stuff that almost canceled Superman. Because people were like, no, if I'm going to read gee golly, I'm going to go read Captain Marvel.
Or I'll go read Archie, for God's sake.
You know, or I'm going to go read these books over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
They almost ran Superman into the ground. And I think that's the problem. That's the dichotomy. Superman is a very different character than one thing. Superman's a bigger character. It's just like Batman.
Mm-hmm.
There are many interpretations of Batman. Mm-hmm. There's Adam West. There's Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. There's Frank Miller. They all work.
They're all viable, yeah.
It's the same as Superman. And I agree with you. Many people can't let go of the Silver Age version of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know what? It's time to move on.
It's not the Silver Age anymore.
It's not the Silver Age anymore. And that's also the reason why I'm like, it's time for the Trunks to go, too.
I agree.
It's not 1939. Get rid of the damn Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
They look stupid.
They look dumb.
They
look
and I'm so tired of, oh, Superman wears his underwear on the outside. Gee, isn't that silly?
Well, you know, there are some things about these characters. Aquaman is, I brought up Robin earlier, Aquaman's another one. Aquaman doesn't talk to fish.
Yep.
You know, and we go out of our way to address that. So it's funny to me that the Trunks are like another thing that people can't let go of.
Yep. But, so, I don't know, it'll be interesting. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where Superman goes in the next 80 years.
The next 1,000 issues.
Where he is. Yeah, oh, because he'll get them.
Oh, yeah.
Superman will get that 1,000 issue. It's funny, even if every comic book ever is canceled, I think Action, some company, even if DC goes away, even if Warner Brothers goes away, and some company buys the rights of Superman, I think Action Comics will somehow still be published.
I mean, the pedigree is too good to not just buy the license for Action.
Yep. Just and put whatever you want in there, because there has been times in history where Superman has not been in an issue of Action Comics. It's happened several times.
Yeah.
So
there's a bunch that are just about Lana Lang.
Yep. I mean, there's a bunch of them where they're about Green Lantern and Wildcat.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. So yeah. Action Comics, I think, will endure, and so will Superman.
I agree.
So there you go. There you go. So no, the Silver Age didn't ruin Superman. Silver Age definitely ruin Superman.
Yeah, you nailed it, Bizarro.
Yes, me am Bizarro.
Yep.
Me not Bizarro.
Oh, that's right. You got it.
That doesn't quite make sense. He does say me am Bizarro, but that validates his rules.
It's a very arbitrary linguistic impediment, because he does have to be comprehensible at a certain point.
Hmm. Me, very understandable.
Yeah. There's so many versions of Bizarro where he's just like a sad.
Me cutie. Am number one.
He's a sad cutie pie. You are number one.
Me am not number one.
You're number one in my heart, BB.
Me hate you.
I know you do.
Me hate you so much.
I know, me too.
Me want to punch you in face.
Oh, okay.
Bizarro. Me not want to hug you.
Oh, okay.
Me not want a puppy.
Oh, we could get a puppy.
Me not want super dog.
Bizarro dog?
Bripto.
Bripto. Done.
Bripto dog. The amateur dog.
The Bizarro dog.
No, the amateur dog. Okay. Bripto, the amateur dog.
Somebody please draw Bripto for us.
Please draw Bripto, the amateur dog.
Yeah, we'll send you something.
Thank you guys so much for your support. We get to be a little bit sillier because of you guys over here, and we really appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed our discussion, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
See you later, super friends.
Bye.